You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Let's face it, these days we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Oh, hi. It might help if I turn the volume of the microphones up. But then again, it may make it worse for people to be able to hear us.
Can you hear me?
What?
Can you hear me?
Ha, ha, ha. Jody got some hoops going today.
I do.
Yeah, them earrings. Hoops.
Hula hoops.
Hooping it up. You know, they say the bigger the hoops.
What?
You don't want to know.
I've never heard of such.
Yeah, it has something to do with like the bigger the hoops, the
closer to God.
No, the
that would be my bun.
Bigger the hoops, the bigger the hope.
I don't know.
Any That's what hoops. They said. But you are not that.
Okay.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Whatever that is.
So, look at this. We have a sponsor.
Yes.
The sponsor of TJ and Jody's house is Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. The married couple, Greg and Katie, they do it upright over there now. I'm going to be honest with you.
I have a story I could tell about them.
Okay. Think you want to work on it for next week?
No, I would like to tell it now.
Okay.
Well, so do you remember when we were waiting on your chair, on the chairs to come in, the first two?
Mm-hmm.
And it was about to be the Alabama LSU game.
Yeah.
Which?
It was 2019. It was the.
Mm-hmm. It was a big game.
LSU's championship season.
Yes. And I had to go in and speak to Katie and say, oh my gosh, I really hope these chairs get in by the time that game comes on, or he's going to have a fit. And she was so kind, and what she gave you a display chair to use.
She said, if it's not here, because they take the fabric and they make the chairs. And she said, if it's not here by then you can just take one of the floor models and use it for the game, and then we'll come pick it up. Yeah.
And that's what they did, so that he could sit in a comfy chair for the game.
Yeah, they delivered it and came and picked it up, right?
Yes.
When it was over.
Yeah. They were mm-hmm. very accommodating for that.
Yeah.
Extremely.
And LSU won. They beat up Alabama that year.
Probably because you had that chair.
Right. And and went on to win the national championship.
Yep.
So.
Oh, those were the good times.
But, I mean, that's what you get when you're dealing with uh-huh. Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. You get people who are from here, who are, you know, it's a locally owned family business. And they've been taking care of the Lake Norman and Charlotte area for a long time. And most people, you know, if you drive by a Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture and you see, you know, there are four locations in the Lake Norman area, and you think it's just mattresses, then don't think that. You need to go in, because I was surprised by that, too. And Jody came in and said, I found some furniture for us at Sweet Dreams. And I said, well, we don't need mattresses.
Uh-huh.
And she goes, you're an idiot. They got more than mattresses.
That doesn't sound like me.
Just come on. And so, there's comfortable, beautiful furniture, as well as the comfortable mattresses, and affordable as well. You heard our daughter say on this podcast that it's her favorite mattress that she's ever had from Sweet Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And then the delivery service and the customer service and all is great as well. So, what you should do is to check them out and see what all they've got going on. Go to acetj.com/mattress, acetj.com/mattress for Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. And that sure sounds like a sweet deal to me. It so does. So, Jody, you know our friend Kimberly that that is a huge supporter of the show.
Yes.
I don't know. Were we supposed to say that she brought us some stuff from her work?
Or I don't know. I don't know. I didn't say anything because
thank
I didn't
you.
Know.
She gave us some prizes the other day.
Yeah.
And I'm enjoying one of them right now. Mm-hmm. And she also took Jody out into the parking lot, and they looked at her new Jeep. Mm-hmm. Not Jody's new Jeep.
No.
Kimberly's new Jeep.
Yeah, he saw us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We went to see her Jeep.
And
awesome.
Mr. Todd got a Jeep. Are you in one of those Jeep clubs, Todd? No.
I don't have the time. I probably would have had the time.
Yeah, you probably would.
Yeah, I would.
What does a club, a Jeep club entail?
Like just a bunch of people get together and do Jeep stuff.
They get together and do Jeep stuff, Jody. Jeep stuff. Who didn't know that? You're so stupid. I can't believe you're so stupid. Next thing you're going to do is ask what Jeep stuff is.
I knew what the duck, y'all do ducks on stuff. What's that mean?
Where like somebody, if you have the little, I guess I should turn the mic. You have a little baby or little rubber ducks.
Yeah.
And then you leave them on somebody's Jeep if you like their Jeep. And then people collect them. And
that
stuff.
Precious.
Yeah, like you leave them on the door handle, or if the top's off, you stick them inside on the dashboard.
That's cute.
Yeah.
That's
I don't know why baby rubber ducks, but it's kind of weird.
Someone started it, and off it went. Cute, cute.
That's what happens when they start letting women have Jeeps. Stuff like that comes up.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, let's leave rubber ducks on them.
Maybe it was a guy that did it.
Oh, come on, please.
You don't know.
Police, police.
Mm-hmm.
Call the police.
Mm-hmm.
Come and arrest you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I have no material written down for today.
Well,
Jody, you're going to have to,
I carried it last week with my shows.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
Then this edition of TJ and Jody's House could probably be 10 minutes tops. So we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out as we go.
TJ and Jody's House.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
TJ and Jody's House.
All right, Todd, are we going on
YouTube and Facebook?
No. I know we're live on YouTube and Facebook, but when you count it in, are we going on 3, 2, 1? And then go, or 3, 2, 1, then you say go, and then I hit it.
I'll add a go after the one.
Okay, so I'll hit it on go.
Yeah.
All right.
You want to try it again?
Okay, so I'll hit it on go, and then I'm going to quit it on what?
I'm following your lead. Whenever you say we'll be right back, that's when I...
Okay, because wherever there's a hit it, there's got to be a quit it. Am I right? Yeah. Jody, I am digging the bun.
Oh, well, good.
Today.
Thank you.
Jody's getting her hair did after the podcast.
Yeah.
Going to Miss Vicky.
Yep.
Miss Vicky.
Mm-hmm. It's time.
And are you going to do the big change today or no, not today?
No, I'm thinking about it.
For today or thinking about it for the next time?
All right. Maybe.
Okay.
We'll see.
I think it would be great.
You do?
You know, I always like it when you change your hair drastically. I've always liked that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, I really have. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to a lot.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger.
I would pick out hairstyles for her and stuff. She's drastic. One time I picked out a hairstyle for her that it was so short, and the hairdresser made it black. She looked like Fantasia.
I did not look like Fantasia.
Your hair was really short like that.
I know. I have a picture of it. I have to give it to you. Yeah.
Can you pull it up and show the camera?
No, we don't. It should take forever to find it, wouldn't it?
Mind your business.
I mean, we're live here, Jody.
Well, keep talking. I can talk and look. Can I not talk and look?
You can talk and everything. That's how you do.
Speaking of pictures, did you get my text last night?
Did I get your text last
night?
Oh, yes, I did. But I didn't know whether to respond to your text whenever I got up because you might be asleep. It might wake you up.
No, you're not gonna wake me up.
Yeah, it was a picture of his fiancee, Carrie, at the grill. Standing at the grill.
Oh, you know, okay.
Doing man's work.
Because during our table talk, it was like, Carrie shouldn't be grilling. So Carrie's like, send TJ a picture of me grilling.
Well, I should grill. How many times have you grilled since we've been in this house?
None.
Right.
Well, you grill on your stove, though, because you've got that thing on your
Don't you dare act like that. I don't fall to your every whim when it comes to food, Jody.
You don't.
I cook steaks better in the house than anybody's going to get on a grill.
I agree with
anywhere.
That.
So she just asked for that Friday night.
I agree with that.
And then she's going to say, how many times have you grilled? Like, Our grill is a piece of crap for one reason.
Okay.
It's not good. No.
Carrie's blowing me up.
Why, is she hearing it?
She's watching this live. She's like, get on the mic. I can't hear you.
Yeah, he's bad about that. His woman wants to hear him. His mommy wants to hear him on,
oh my God.
She wants on to the radio.
Hear her man's.
Uh-huh.
Her man's.
But I'm hoping that was just a picture where you handed her the grilling tools and she stood in front.
Yeah, we completely staged it. She wasn't grilling at all.
Good.
She was grilling.
Good.
And she had quite the dress on too. She's like, I don't usually dress up like this to grill.
Yeah, it was flowing.
She was dressed up to grill.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Here, I'll show you
it was flowing. Joe.
Why am I?
Okay. All right, so now the whole show has just turned into search for pictures.
Here I am. There.
That's her yesterday.
Oh, that's fancy.
I know. All right.
So,
all right, you're right there.
So here I am. Well, here we are. This was our favorite holiday card. Wait, is that in there?
Keep going.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is that you on the left?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But that's even grown out from the one I'm talking about.
Like this? Yeah, look.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And then look. Look at that little little Hellcat in the back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's our Christmas card from when we were young and had two babies.
I love that card.
But it was so short to her head. I mean, it's just like really, really short at one point.
And, yeah,
and
I will
black
not be doing
like that
ever again.
But it looked good because she's got a face that can hold any type of haircut.
Well, you're kind
of. And, and it, you know, it just it grows back. You know,
it does,
cutting
it
hair.
Good.
I'm not doing that again. I was a lot younger then.
Yeah, but still.
Still what?
You could do whatever you want with your hair. That's just like you can wear old cheap ass Walmart clothes, and people ask you, where did you get that? Because you make it look good.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah. I just hope you appreciate how blessed you've been and all that.
I do.
Good deal.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we had a pretty busy weekend, I guess. Did we do something Friday night?
No.
Took care of that's right. Boy. You were gone. Oh, yeah, that's right. Jody had to take Boy to get his toenail taken off.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, last week.
And
he was so brave. He was fine.
Mm-hmm. But then she went off with one of her friends all day Friday in another town shopping or something.
I did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had to stay at home with our injured son recuperating.
And the two of you slept all day. Yeah, because my friend had given me a gift card for my birthday at this cute shop in Winston-Salem.
Mm-hmm.
So we went there for the day, and then we had lunch.
Right. So that's how it works, Todd.
Yeah.
When women get each other a gift card somewhere.
It gives them an excuse.
Yeah, then they both, well, I'll show you where the place is, and I'll just go with you for the day. So they spend the day together.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing mm-hmm. wrong with that.
No.
That's how friendships work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have a lot of friendships. Mine don't work that way.
How do yours work? I text you a picture, and you don't answer.
Would you have answered a text at 3:30 this morning when you saw that text?
You were in bed at 8 o'clock?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. On Sundays, he's in bed at like 5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was like 8 o'clock.
When 5 or 6 on Sunday.
8 is my normal bedtime during the week.
And then, okay.
Yeah. So I didn't want to disturb him.
Oh, it wouldn't have gone off.
But I didn't know. But I just wanted to make sure. And then, you know, as soon as I get here, it's just work, work, work. I don't even have time to look up to return a text message.
Mm-hmm.
Especially one that I'm trying to figure out how to say something that's not rude. Because
oh, my goodness.
Because he's got his woman out on the grill.
Oh, my God.
What was she grilling? Like kale?
Chicken.
Kale.
Chicken kebabs.
Oh.
And she made like a homemade tomato pie to go with it. It was good. Mm-hmm. And then black-eyed peas. It was like a whole supper.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. I mean, that's what women should be cooking.
Yeah, a big Sunday supper.
Yeah.
She should be cooking tomato pie and black-eyed peas.
But not grilling.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'll tell her. Or she just heard.
Yeah, I know. She's listening.
Whoopsie.
Right. I mean.
So, yeah. So then, and actually Friday night, you made steaks.
Mm-hmm. I did.
Yep.
And why? Because you wanted them.
Well,
and your wish is my command.
The boy loves that, and the girl was gone. So, and the girl does not like steak. So, I thought, well, this is a perfect time to have steak.
Mm-hmm.
By the time you get through what he likes and she likes and he doesn't like and she does, it is hard to find stuff to please everybody.
Oh yeah.
That's why I don't care. I just eat Fig Newtons for dinner. I don't care.
I didn't even know we had Fig Newtons.
Well, we're out of them, so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I haven't had Fig Newtons in forever.
I know.
I believe that's what I'll have for lunch today.
Do you like Fig Newtons?
I love them. I like blueberry Newtons.
Mm-hmm. They kind of remind me of a fruitcake.
Who?
I don't like fruitcake.
Oh, you mean an actual fruitcake, not somebody who's crazy and where you know, people from back home would say, he's nutty as a fruitcake.
Mm-hmm. Fruitcakes are just not good to me.
No, I don't like them either. Because they got cherries in them and
they're
and
it tastes mushy like yeah, it's and
rubbery
mushy.
And all that. But that's not what a fruit Newton is like.
I know. I've had a Fig Newton. They're all right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would not waste any calories on that, though.
I posted a thing the other day of Jody's afternoon snack. She had a little paper plate. She was under her electric throw on the couch, and the
little, hang meat in our house.
The little plate had about, I don't know, 20 pieces of caramel corn and a giant lemon head on it.
That's my afternoon pick me up. People have coffee. I have caramel corn and a lemon head. You have a monster.
Yeah.
I have caramel corn and a lemonade.
How many monsters is that for you today,
That's
Todd?
Actually my only one so far today.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. So did people say nice things about you on our little special sit-down what it's called, table talk thing.
Yeah, people table liked talk. It. They liked it. Mm-hmm. They said that they wanted to see you do more of those with other people.
Right.
Were your
like
friends?
Anybody else.
Bring out your friends. You talk about those. All these friends.
I'd like to see you do that with anybody else.
Yeah.
But him.
It's time to bring out your friends that you have so many of.
I will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But they may be Zoom or something.
Well, we could, yeah.
That's weird.
No. If the people want it, then we can do more of those.
I wish you could Zoom in your best friend Shannon from Louisiana to sit down and have table talk with you about with some food.
Yeah.
That would be so entertaining for people.
Right. But the purpose is to sit down and eat what I just cooked on the cooking show and have conversations.
Well, shipping
and stuff.
Some, I don't know. But or that just, would be fun.
Just fly him here. We could just fly him here.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Honey, you'd have to do a lot of beep, beep.
Mm-hmm. The whole thing would be beep, beep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. Maybe in his olden days.
No. His olden days?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe not now.
So he listens to this podcast?
I don't
know. Didn't he tell you that he did?
Yeah. We've chatted before when it first started.
Yeah. This is our 1,000th episode. Did you know that?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I made it up.
I was like, ugh.
I don't know how many it is, though. It's a lot. Yeah.
Hold back your enthusiasm, Jody.
Uh-huh. A lot.
But anyway, yeah, I'm going to do that. And it doesn't have to be a friend to come in and sit down and do the table talk with me. Just somebody that...
Acquaintance.
Just somebody in which I am interested.
Who's that?
It could be a chef in town. It could be somebody who plays for a certain team or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just regular people.
Regular peoples. Okay.
Yeah, so.
That sounds good.
Because the other, all of my friends, people already know stuff about.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like Ace and Riggins.
I thought of a good one that's coming to visit us in September. If we could get Mr. Todd to come video that weekend.
Who?
Your friend that you love and adore.
Yeah.
And there's many stories y'all have.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it would have to be on a weekend.
Oh my gosh, that would be so cute.
No, but I don't want to be working while they're here. I want to be having fun.
We have to eat.
Yeah. You have to eat. But yeah, I don't want to be, I just want to be having fun.
Okay, well, I'm out of suggestions.
Okay.
Next. Next.
I think maybe maybe that lady next door that's a psychology teacher or whatever she is.
Mm-hmm.
She'd be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'd probably be knowing more than she knows.
I knew he was going to say that.
And she'll know that you think that when she sees you.
And I'll know that she thinks that she knows that I think I know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. She's the one who I had to go get rid of the snake for the other day, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's her name? Julie?
Julie.
Juicy Julie?
Don't act like you don't know.
Juicy Julie.
Juicy Julie.
Oh, my God.
Gosh. Yeah. What do you have going on?
So, yeah, people like that. That would be fun. Maybe your dad, if he's ever here when they're visiting, he would be a good one.
Uncle Chuck.
Uncle Chuck.
I don't know about Uncle Chuck.
Why? Pray people like him better.
No. No, I'm sure they would. Everybody loves him, but it would take Todd forever to do subtitles. So people would know what Chuck's saying.
You're rude.
Jody, well,
what?
If the truth is rude, then color me rude. You know, nobody would be able to
color you rude.
You know, nobody would be able to understand him.
Yes, they would.
It'd be like they're watching Swamp People or something.
What does he sound like? Can you do an impression?
No, I can't even do an impression.
He does it all the time.
Trust me, it's thick accent.
It is not.
I'm dying.
Do you remember King of the Hill, that show? You remember Boomhauer on there?
Yeah.
Okay, you're being rude. I'm fixing to call him right now. I'll call Uncle Chuck right now.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will.
He's in prison.
He does work at the prison.
Oh, I thought you meant like he was in prison. Like
he works at the prison.
He is in the prison.
Oh, I think he's on vacation right now with some guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, them inmates. Don't bother him while he's on vacation.
He's on his way back. He loves to talk on the phone. See, there he does. He's fine to talk on the phone. He'd say, hello, sister-in-law. He would.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm dying to hear
him. So nice.
Well, do you want to call him?
I mean, I can try.
Yeah, try to be on speaker. If he has voicemail, we can just hear that. Right. So you can hear what he sounds like.
I just want to hear what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. What?
Should I warn him?
Yeah, just say, hey, we're on our podcast right now. Talking live about on you. The podcast.
Mm-hmm. Chuck.
He's your family?
No,
he's her married family. To my sister.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey, I'm sorry.
What you doing?
Well, we're doing our podcast and we're on live and we were talking about you, so we put you on speakerphone so everybody could hear you.
Oh Lord, I'm on the thing right now.
You're on the thing right now.
Okay, better not say anything ugly.
Right, exactly. I'm talking good stuff about you.
Well, that's good. Mm. You know, I'm glad somebody in the family does.
Well, I'm your number one fan. You know that.
How y'all been doing?
Good. Are you on vacation or something?
Yeah, I am in Savannah, Georgia right
Ooh.
Now.
Ooh.
On a training trip, so.
Oh.
Be here the rest of this week and then head home for the weekend and then go straight to Fort Worth for another week of training.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so we've been doing a lot of traveling.
What can you tell the people?
Is it training or fishing?
What'd he say?
Is it training or fishing?
Well, I wish it was fishing. It's training. Definitely training.
All right. Well, I'll let you get back to training. I'm glad you're training.
You know, I have to get trained up real good so I can go home and put up with your sister.
Yes, I do know.
I have to defend myself a little bit.
I know. I got it.
I don't know how you made it all them years growing up with her.
Well, you see how far I moved away, right? I like her from a distance. All right. Well, have fun training and be careful.
I will. Thank y'all for calling. Good talk to y'all.
You too. Love you.
All right. Love y'all too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I told you.
Him's so sweet.
Don't nobody like him.
Did he talk funny to you?
Yeah, it wasn't as Boomhauer as I thought it was gonna
be. Yeah, I was just kidding about
that. He's not.
No.
Mm-mm. I should ask about his training.
Training and down Fort Worth and then I'm gonna go.
He needs to be.
I'm gonna go to Savannah and do some training. Savannah, yeah. Georgia, do some training down there.
I wonder what you think he's training for his sort team?
No, Jody, I think he's actually trying to become a trapeze artist.
But I don't know if it's something with the else that he does.
Y'all are too much. Too much.
That was not that funny.
Y'all are mean.
He's mean.
Like I was trying not to say he was
mean. Yeah, he is mean.
I'm trying not to laugh, but it was a little funny.
He's been a little intimidated, that's all.
No, I just I assume that's for his prison training. He's on the SWAT team, the kind of like the riot squad or the SWAT team inside the prison. You know, when you see movies and all, they bust in with the shields and all that. That's what he does.
He also
has another job with the prison as well, where he's over the civil section where they where they fix things and build things and plumbing and all of that stuff. How what?
I was just like, I did, how old is he? Is he like
73, 74?
He's either 54.
Yeah, I think he's a year older than I am. Mm-hmm. So 28.
Blackbird, because I've been watching that.
And isn't that good?
Yeah. When I hear prison, I'm like thinking about that stuff and putting him in that situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oof. I know, he's a superhero. All right, we got to
see ya, Toady.
We got to take a break now. Hold on.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at TopLoss.com. TopLoss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Go. Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Whoa. I think we've pretty much done the whole show. Didn't even realize it.
Ooh.
It's gotten away from us here.
Having so much fun.
All just been enthralled in whatever Chuck has to say. Whatever.
Is he a good looking guy too?
Oh yeah.
Oh well, that there you go.
Mm-hmm. What else you want to know, Ty? He also he's also the type of person that picks people up on the side of the road and gives them a ride wherever they need to go. And
he's
the type of person to go over if he just hears that somebody needs some help doing something, you know, building a fence at their house and all, and he does it.
He built their house from the ground up when it burned.
His own hands.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Sure. I know.
But he doesn't have a podcast.
No, you know what else he's got?
What?
My sister.
Well, I'm talking about the positive things that he's got. He's got a thick, luxurious head of hair. And he's tall.
Well, damn, now I want to see a picture of him.
Well, I have one in my phone. But, I mean, it's got drawings all over it. You'll be able to see it just to see what he looks like.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Somebody said you should have Jenny on Table Talk, your little friend Jenny.
Do you know what? I would love that. I've tried to get her to just come on here with Jody and me. She won't do it.
Why?
Because, you know, you would think she talks so much crap all the time. That it would be something great to put a microphone in front of her, but she won't. Half the time, she throws her hand up when you try to take a picture of her.
Yeah.
It's weird.
She won't do it.
Mm-mm.
People also said they liked your hair short black.
Oh, thanks.
Who said that?
Thanks.
People commenting to watch it live?
People watch it live.
Okay. All right. Well.
Thanks, people.
So that's it for this week's TJ and Jody's House podcast, and I'm going to go get wasted. And then I'll call Chuck later and tell him what I really think of him. All right.
It's TJ and Jody's House on the Radio Button Network.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.